Now, in March, the Senate Armed Services Committee launched a probe into knockoff parts that were found in the Defense Department's supply chain. Government Accountability Office had said in a report just last year, substandard parts had ended up, for example, in global positioning system oscillators used for navigation on Air Force and Navy systems. And the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center is doing something about this. That's where Operation Chain Reaction comes in. Eric Barnett is the Assistant Deputy Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He joins us now live to talk to us about this. Mr. Barnett, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Now, it's Operation Chain Reaction, and this involves myriad agencies, several. How do you coordinate, and which agencies are involved?
The agencies that are involved are the ones that you would expect in an operation like this that primarily focuses on potential counterfeit products entering the DOD supply chain. So that is all the military investigative agencies, Defense Criminal Investigative Service, NCIS, the Army, all of the ones that would have responsibility for investigating military procurement fraud, as well as the General Services Administration, because as we've seen, it's not just the DOD supply chain, but the federal supply chain in general that unfortunately has suffered from contractors inserting counterfeit products into the supply chain.
Now, give us an example of the types of parts involved. Is it mostly electronic parts, or does this also include electromechanical types of parts, or just pieces made out of metal?
We've had some very serious cases over the last couple of years. Specifically, ICE as well as the FBI have investigated network cards, so cards that should be able to transmit and transmit, obviously, in a secure and reliable way communications for the military. And just this year, an individual was sentenced to 51 months in a federal prison as a result of an ICE investigation where he was selling counterfeit Cisco network cards, at least had a contract to do so, to the U.S. Marine Corps. We've also seen electronics brokers try to provide counterfeit integrated circuits to DOD for a Navy contract for components that were destined for implementation into ship and land-based antenna. So these are very serious products, and it really is a troubling trend where counterfeiting used to be really just luxury handbags and Rolex watches and the things that we commonly thought were sold in flea markets and on the street corner. But now counterfeiters have really decided that there is a vast profit to be made to sell to not only the Defense Department, but, of course, the federal government at large.
So what does Operation Chain Reaction do?
Operation Chain Reaction is the indication by these federal law enforcement agencies, and there are nine of them specifically that are located at the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center. And it's an indication that we're going to focus heavily on these crimes and that we are going to work together to investigate and to bring to justice individuals that do try to defraud the government and obviously endanger our troops. The agencies are already working together at the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center, also known as the IPR Center. But this is an operation that now will guide them and specifically exchange information on a regular basis about leads that are coming in. So when there is a potential investigation, everyone will be able to coordinate together and make sure that all the information that is known to each agency becomes known to the others.
We were speaking with Eric Barnett, the Assistant Deputy Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And what's the mechanism by which these parts get into DOD? Because you mentioned Cisco, for example. Cisco has a network of authorized resellers over which they presumably have control. So where is DOD buying from that they're getting these parts?
Well, unfortunately, of course, the individual in the one case that I mentioned did claim that they were legitimate Cisco parts. And however, as the court found, he specifically went to a Chinese manufacturer understanding that they weren't legitimate Cisco parts. And but for a very attentive Customs and Border Protection inspector who saw them coming into the country and seized them, And then ICE worked with CBP as well as the Cisco to determine that they were indeed, of course, counterfeit. They could very well have gotten into the Marine Corps supply chain. So it's unfortunately based on individuals making grave misrepresentations about the products that they are supplying.
How big of a problem is this, and were you surprised by some of the things you found out?
I think it's a dramatic problem in terms of potential protecting our warfighters, as well as just the legitimacy of the U.S. supply chain and the taxpayers' dollars. But what is surprising and frankly a little shocking is where counterfeiting has gone. As I mentioned, it used to be in luxury goods, but now we're seeing counterfeit airbags, individuals that will literally jeopardize public safety to make a couple of bucks. Of course, not just in the military context, but we're also seeing counterfeit ball bearings that could go into airline parts. And so the surprising or shocking thing is how counterfeiters have decided to make a living regardless of the potential large-scale public safety impact.
Are there signs, markers or indicators on packaging or stamping? Is that kind of thing that can tip off an ICE agent to take a closer look at a particular shipment?
The best way to do it is to work with the rights holder, so the company, so for instance, whether it's Cisco or another manufacturer, and the counterfeiters have gotten extremely sophisticated in their packaging. They will mirror the packaging to the best of their capability, which is really very good. And so you have to work with the rights holder on the serial numbers. You have to work on lot numbers, batch numbers, those sorts of things that the manufacturer will know has already been distributed or is not a genuine number.
In this partnership, how are you able to measure success?
I think what we would like to see, obviously, is the increase in cases. We would obviously like to see a public awareness, which is helpful here in talking to you, that there are some checks in the system. So, unfortunately, we can't rely on all the contractors. 99% of contractors, of course, will be very legitimate and not have any issues in this way, but that we have to be very, very vigilant in checking the products and in ensuring that these contractors are legitimate. Ultimately, the one that was just sentenced fairly recently to 51 months in prison, where he sits today, he had already been a contractor that had raised eyebrows as to his products. So I think as we look forward, we have to make sure that we are incredibly vigilant. And as the operation continues to result in criminal convictions and sentences, we need to make sure that the public is aware of that, especially potential criminals, and deter them from that conduct.
And I almost hate to ask, but is this mostly a problem of parts coming from China?
Primarily, our statistics show the seizures that ICE has in conjunction with its sister agency, Customs and Border Protection, about 89% of counterfeit goods that are seized in the United States come from China. So China is the manufacturing hub for most of the counterfeit products.